Welcome to a ghoulish edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, the Ghost of Glenn Robison. In case you haven't figured it out, this is a special Halloween edition of the show, featuring songs from Rapidly Rotating Records from the 1920s and 30s about ghosts, skeletons, black cats, and even a vampire or two. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer and of the harvest, and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the laws of space and time were suspended, allowing the spirit world to intermingle with the living. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits made it easier for the druids, or Celtic priests, to make predictions about the future. For a people entirely dependent upon the volatile natural world, these prophecies were an important source of comfort and direction during the long, dark winter. To commemorate the event, druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes, typically consisting of animal heads and skins, and attempted to tell each other's fortunes. When the celebration was over, they relit their hearth fires, which they had extinguished earlier that evening, from the sacred bonfire to help protect them during the coming winter. We're going to begin this evening's festivities with some ghostly songs.
Thank you. Darkness has fallen, oh Lord God, my feet. Swamp ghost is calling, I can see him creep. Oh Lord, take me far away. Take me where I'll find a newborn day. My soul, oh Lord, please save my soul.
Cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row? When they came and took me off in a $1 zillion coffin, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found. You never recognize your Minnie. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boots you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie, she's that frill I never found. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I got a date on my stake down in Haiti. And should the moot you walk in, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey.
The King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway, in 1939, singing about Smokey Joe, who had a $1 zillion coffin, and the ghost of Smokey Joe. Before that, it was Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers and Swamp Ghosts from June 10, 1931. The vocal was by Pat McCarthy, who was also the arranger. We began the first segment of this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the spooky foxtrot, at least according to the sheet music of that tune, White Ghost Shivers. That was the New Orleans Owls, recording in Atlanta, Georgia on November 8, 1926. The New Orleans Owls played regularly in hotels in New Orleans between 1922 and 1929. Although White Ghost Shivers was recorded in Atlanta, most of their recordings were made in New Orleans, and they were one of the very few bands to record there in the 20s. Haunted houses are a major theme around Halloween, and the subject of the next segment of this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records.
Thank you.
haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a tart singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with roses that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. A ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
I say, Sebastian, are you in bed? Come out here.
I can't. I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then. I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're alive to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I...
And the ceilings leak, cause the roof's antique. If you hear a shriek and your legs feel weak, it's a haunted house. It's a dismal moan like a weird trombone, and the old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's a spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. There's a clank of chains and a smell of drains and a gory stain where the duke was slain. If you've got chilblains and varicose pains in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of the haunted house. But a cavalier with a dreadful leer tries to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier. It's the haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar, so gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and sprites and awful frights in flesh pink tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door is a crock. Oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black as pitch and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest niche. It's a dirty witch and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something poked her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man
in the haunted house.
Come round to the back door. We began that set of haunted house songs with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, December 2nd, 1931, and Haunting Blues, written by Henry Bussey and Walter Hirsch. That was followed by Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra and The House is Haunted by The Echo of Your Last Goodbye, written by Billy Rose and Basil Adlam. Basil Adlam was born in England in 1904 and was a saxophonist with Phil Harris and Ozzie Nelson bands, and he arranged for and conducted the Horace Hyde Orchestra. Next, it was Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra and Haunted House from October 23, 1931. The introductory speakers were Ray Noble and Max Kester, who wrote The Haunted House, and the vocal trio was the Three Ginks, Jack Joy, Ivor Robinson, and Eric Hanley. We finished up with that classic blues singer of the 20s, Bessie Smith, and Haunted House Blues from January 9, 1924. Haunted House Blues was written by James C. Johnson. Black cats are the subject of the next segment of this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Here's Charles Folker and his orchestra.
Bad luck if I see, and it's still no bad luck if I. never see my man no more.
Pianist Hartzell Strathdean Parham, better known as Tiny Parham, and his musicians in Black Cat Moan from December 3, 1929. Last segment we heard Bessie Smith, and before Tiny Parham we heard Bessie Smith's mentor, the mother of the blues, Gertrude Ma Rainey, and her Tub Jug Washboard Band and Black Cat Hoot Owl Blues, recorded in Chicago on June 12, 1928. Gertrude Pridgett was born on April 26, 1886, in Columbus, Georgia. She became Ma Rainey by virtue of marrying traveling entertainer Will Pa Rainey in 1904. We began this Black Cat segment with Charles Fulker and his orchestra and Black Cat Blues, recorded in Atlanta in June of 1923. Multi-instrumentalist Charles Fulker is best remembered for his composition My Pretty Girl, which he recorded but which was a hit for Gene Goldkett on Victor. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Skeletons are certainly a theme of Halloween and the subject of the next segment of this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records.
Let me out of here! Oh,
Nick, what's in there?
Man, it's a skeleton in this closet.
That's all right, Pudney. He'll get used to you.
Hoops for happens at midnight fling. The merry make must in full swing to sweep themselves to a cheerful dance. When the skeleton in the closet did his dance. Now goblin giggle with fiendish glee, a shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazed was every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped the drumsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when Skelton in the closet ran his bones.
Thank you. skeleton.
See them all,
shake my skeleton at that skeleton rang.
Oh, that skeleton rang.
That goblin rang,
it sounds so weepy, creepy, tall and serious.
See them wiggle and wag,
singing with that one come to light.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
In the early 1900s, there were a number of different groups calling themselves the American Quartet, but we just heard the most popular, formed in 1909, and originally consisting of first tenor John Beeling, second tenor Billy Murray, baritone Steve Porter, and bass William F. Hooley, and Skeleton Rag from 1912. Skeleton Rag was preceded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band and Skeleton Jangle from March 25, 1918. Lots of bands recorded Skeleton in the Closet, but I chose to start that Skeleton segment with Putney Dandridge and his orchestra for the sound effects at the beginning. Until tonight, I would have pronounced Mr. Dandridge's first name as Putney, but whoever that was in the opening of that record calls him Putney, so there you are. Skeleton in the Closet was recorded October 14, 1936. Here to start off this final segment of this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Harry Reaser and the Radio All-Stars.
A man of mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. Now if your path at midnight dark by a graveyard goes and someone whistles, why, that's Mysterious Bose. Or on some dark and stormy night while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, he gets in everywhere. Now some night he might wait for you upon the stairs, so when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose.
Yeah.
Wakes from the sleep by the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, why, that's mysterious Mose. Now, if at dawn of an early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, perhaps a clarinet or bass horn or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, but there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose.
The night and frighten bad little girls like you. Beware, better have a care. I'm going to follow you everywhere. I crawl through the ceiling and the wall and call on bad little girls like you. I'll torture you and haunt you. I've got you where I want you, a victim of my dark and dirty plot. And at the slightest whim, I'll tear you limb from limb. In other words, I'll put you on the spot. Ooh, I'm the boogeyman, the terrible, horrible boogeyman. I come in the middle of the night and frighten bad little girls like you. Thank you.
We began this final segment of our special Halloween show with another record with some nice musical effects in it, Harry Reaser and the Radio All-Stars and Mysterious Mose from March 30th, 1930. Mysterious Mose was written by Walter Doyle for the 1930 Fleischer cartoon of the same name, featuring the character that would become Betty Boop. Next, it was Chick Bullock with Todd Rollins and his orchestra and The Boogeyman from May 18, 1934. The Boogeyman was followed by Miff Mull, Red Nichols, Jimmy Dorsey, Fred Morrow, and Arthur Shutt as the Arkansas Travelers on the Harmony label, and Boneyard Shuffle from January 4, 1927. We finished up with Sam Lennon and his orchestra intertwining Swanee and Dvorak's Humoresque into Haunting Humoresque, recorded by Columbia on April 22, 1925. I wonder if Mr. Dvorak would be amused. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.